Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The left fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting third. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fourth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Wood. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Barrow. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Widmer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Widmer. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. And now, play ball. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coleman moves to third. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts takes first base on ball four. Long moves to second. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrow scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Barrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrow hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Widmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Widmer takes first base on ball four. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia bunts towards the mound. Whitmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood, who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Hegan scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson bunts towards the mound. Whitmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Avila moves to second. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Batts. Avila moves to third. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrow fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Marsh hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Barrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrow is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrow hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Garcia covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-0 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Al Widmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Widmer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Widmer takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Long is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coleman. Avila reaches second base with a double. Mitchell moves to third. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. There goes Avila trying to get to home. Coleman throws the ball into Batts, who tags Avila, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Simpson moves to second. One out. It's 4-1, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simpson scores. Easter moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Batts hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-2 in the game. Marsh is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a pop-up towards short. Barrow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Barrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Barrow hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0-for-2 in the game. Leaner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Arft pinch hits for Al Widmer. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy Byrne pinch runs for Hank Arft. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Byrne moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Kennedy now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Easter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-1, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Indians. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Batts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. Wood hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Mahoney now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-3 in the game. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Barrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Barrow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.